the God we serve doesn't quite do it our way. He usually does it his way, and whenever we release ourselves to him, he does the fine-tuning that nobody else could do. So if you will repeat after me, Lord Jesus, give me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive what your Holy Spirit is speaking to me. I want to take you to Hebrews chapter 10. And we'll start with verse 1 because I want to try to bring a couple of points out that may be helpful for those who struggle. And I don't know anybody in the body that ever has a little bit of a struggle. But God is looking for those that are being made perfect and being made holy. And that's actually verse 13 and 14. But I want to back it up to verse 1. It says, the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never be the same sacrifice, repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship, meaning the old covenant and the old priesthood. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshiper would have been cleansed once and for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. Notice again the reality of the guilt for the sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. I want to kind of stress the reality that he prepared a body for Jesus inside of Mary's womb. He's preparing a body now. And he's putting us together. And some are kind of wiggly. They may not like the position they're in, or that's been prepared for them, because they feel like they don't quite fit in yet. Well, I've got news for you. If you were able to look at a baby being formed in the mother's womb, you don't see one organ fighting with the other.
Amen.
You don't. And if it is, they're going to give you something to stop the process so that the functioning of the corporate anointing that's needed on that child is going to continue. My great-granddaughter, who was prophesied that she was coming into the world a year to the day, when the pregnancy did happen, the doctors wanted to abort her. But my grandson stood his ground and said no.
Amen.
And when they went back, healing takes place over a period of time. And this time they said, oh, it's definitely got to be removed because this child is going to be so bad, etc., etc. And the following few weeks, when they went back again, realized that God had done a miracle. And if you could see her at 3 years old, you'd find that she can give you a run for your money. She's perfect. Is she perfect in her behavior? Not when she gets angry. But the body was prepared for her. The body of Christ is being prepared not for you, for him.
Amen.
He's going to occupy by his Spirit, and he's going to use every vessel. So stop arguing about how and maybe you don't feel just right, or maybe you don't think you fit in. You are in. Now, if I remember like the last few times that I've talked to my body, the lungs are not arguing with the kidneys. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. It says, but a body you prepared for me with burnt offerings and sin offerings, you were not pleased. Meaning God was changing his mind. There's something new coming up. Then I said, here I am. It is written about me in the scrolls. I have come to do your will, O God. Who is come to do his will? The Lord. First, he said, sacrifices and offerings. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made. Then he said, here I am, I have come to do your will. He set aside the first to establish a second. And by that will, we have been made holy. Notice again, and by that will, we have been made holy. Through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ, once and for all. That's good news. Made holy by the sacrifice of his body. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. And again, he offers the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God. Cool. The high priest didn't die, did he? He was raised. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Take a good look at who you are, and every aspect of who you are in that body has been what? Made perfect forever. Part-time? No, yeah. Forever. Those who are being made holy. You're being made holy by whom?
Him.
And we have so many people who struggle. And I had something happen to me the other day. And all of a sudden, I'm driving along, and of course you can learn a lot behind the wheel. About your character.
Amen.
About your soul. About your willingness to get along.
Yeah.
Or to get a little angry. Well, usually I have anger problems because of some yo-yos.
Amen.
In my opinion. I've learned that those yo-yos need prayer. So I'm getting better at it. But this one was a total shift. It was a nice wide street, highway, or not a highway, regular road. And the car in front of me was a little blue sports car. They were going about maybe 50, 55. Speed limit was probably about 45. And I was kind of following at a distance. And all of a sudden, there was a slowpoke. Anybody like slowpokes when you're in a hurry?
No.
Okay, well, I'm not baptizing them, but that's what I got. And all of a sudden, you know, this kid driving along, and he saw that it was a passing space. So there was, you know, a good straight, and there was no cars coming. And he floored it. And he pushed it over, and I ended up smiling at him. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, why are you smiling? And I had an instant vision of myself at 16. I was driving. Okay. I had some of these older boys in my surroundings. That, and they had crashed a couple of their father's car. I fortunately never did that. And they wanted to have a drag race. And I was more than willing. And I saw myself zip, zip, just like that kid in the front. And the Lord said, why are you happy? I didn't realize I was happy because of lawlessness. See, lawlessness wants to put you ahead of the slowpoke. And I said, God, this isn't cool at all. This is not cool. I don't like it. I don't like lawlessness. It's not part of your nature. So as I began to pray, he says, now start decreeing that the lawlessness has to leave, and the humility and the intercession for the slowpoke who's probably having a problem, and intercede for that that's going on in front of you. Instead of bowing to your old nature and your old way of doing it and enjoying it, that was the point. I was having fun. But it wasn't the Holy Ghost in me having fun. So I put the enemy beneath my feet and I started to declare, I will not be lawless in Jesus' name, because Holy Ghost is going to clean this out. I can see it now. I don't want it. I enjoyed it when I was 16, but I don't want it at 76.
Amen.
Okay, gee, I got some helpers here. And so all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit was on the job and it was going down. You know, all those old patterns were just going down beneath my feet because I was willing to ask for help. What about this pride? I can do this on my own. I can pass anybody at 50 and 60 and 70 and 80. It doesn't matter, because I remembered what those kids said to me when I was 16. They said, you guys, meaning me and the one that was in the car with me, outsmarted us. And I said, oh, that gave me a thrill at that time. Mm-hmm. I was excited about being a good driver. I've been driving since I was 13. Why? Because that's what you did when you were in trouble. So what am I saying? Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, this is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts. So what was I declaring now? The lawlessness had to go. What is going to take place? Yes, humble pie. Yeah. Very delicious, no calories. I will put my laws in their hearts. I will write them on their minds. Ooh! How many know? You need the mind to be changed. The mind of Christ was declared. It's mine in Christ. Why? Because he paid for it. And as I began to intercede in the Spirit, and my tongues began to change, I could feel the presence of the Holy Ghost in the car. And you know what? It didn't matter if we had a slowpoke. It wasn't important. What was important is the enemy was beneath my feet. So, who is going to put the laws? Holy Ghost. I will put my laws in their hearts. I will write them on their minds. Then he added, their sins and lawless acts. Did you see it? Their sins and lawless acts, I will remember no more. He's forgotten when I was 16, acting wild and enjoying the trip. Why did he bring it back to me? Because it needed to be dealt with. It's only been 60 years. Go ahead and giggle. It's only been 60 years sitting there waiting to be dealt with.
Amen.
Maybe not for you, but it is for me. guess what's happening? He's not going to remember those sins anymore, and neither am I.
Amen.
We're going to be on the same page at the same time because his eternal glory is radiating through every single vessel that is willing to humble themselves. Verse 18, last and closed. Where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. You don't have to go back and start bawling your eyes out over, oh my God, I behaved badly when I was 16 and it's horrible. He forgot it. Enjoy the trip. Enjoy the trip. And I guarantee you, if you humble yourself and ask him for grace, he will help you through every difficulty. It doesn't matter how many years. It doesn't matter how many times. What matters is your ability to recognize as he releases grace to you. Woo-hoo! I can do this, Lord. Lift your hands to him and close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You know about the pieces in my heart.
You know about the pieces in my heart.
And if I've got a little bit of lawlessness in me. I'd like to give it back to you.
I'd like to give it back to you.
And clean the house.
And clean the house.
I don't want it anymore.
I don't want it anymore.
But I sure need your help.
Because
it's a tough one to go.
It's
a little bit stubborn.
It's a little bit stubborn.
It likes to be blessing me. And making me feel good about me. Ah, when I'm feeling good about me, there's something up. Try it. When there's feelings of good in me, something is up. I need to identify what's underneath. And with your help, I'll see.
And victory will come.
And the enemy will go beneath my feet. Where he belongs. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Enjoy the trip. Enjoy the trip, because I'll tell you, every time you think you've got it all cleaned up,
amen,
he brings up a brand new one.
Oops.
But that's what house cleaning is, right?
Yes.